Terry, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well, thank you.
Well, I tell you what, they don't get a lot of credit, but the PGA professionals in Michigan can play, and all those guys are going to be getting together for the PGA of Michigan Championship, which will be Monday through Wednesday out at Eagle Eye.
It's Hawk Island Eagle Eye Monday and Tuesday, and then they cut and low 70 go to Eagle Eye on Wednesday for the championship.
All right, and these will be pros from all over the state. I tell you what, probably the best pro that I ever saw, and I don't get to see a lot of them, but when Bill Morey, this was about 10, 15 years ago, was the pro at Walnut Hills before he bought the golf course out in Hazlitt and became the general manager of Walnut Hills. I saw that guy. He's 5'9", 5'10", slight guy. I saw him hit balls 300 yards, and I thought, whoa, these guys can really play. And a lot of them compete quite a bit, don't they?
They really do. And Bill's had a great summer. Plays a lot more senior golf now with the PGA, but he was in a playoff for the championship, the PGA Senior Championship up north about 2 weeks ago. And he's still got a lot of game, and thankfully his son, Chris, is doing a great job around the state right now as an amateur.
And the Michigan PGA office is located right on the grounds of Eagle Eye, and so I know they'll really have great interest because all they have to do is walk across the sidewalk to check out what's going on.
That's right. Their building sits right off our first tee at Eagle Eye, and they're a great group over there, Kevin Helm and his staff, and they make a wonderful championship, and the pros really do look forward to these 3 days.
And who are going to be the main pros to watch? Who are the favorites coming into this event?
Well, obviously, four-time defending champion Scott Ebert from Grand Traverse is still the man in the state, and he's fresh off. He earned a spot in the actual PGA Championship at Whistling Straits a couple weeks ago. So, Scott's the odds-on favorite, but there's gentlemen from all around the state, Dave Kendall, Brian Cairn, Tom Harding. There can be a few sneak in there. And, of course, we're very proud that four of our PGA professionals right here from Hawk Hollow and Eagle Eye are in the championship this year.
All right, and I want to get your take, Terry, because I know that you are a golf official for many events throughout the golfing season around Michigan and around the Midwest. Wanted to get your take on what happened at the PGA Championship and the shot that was taken from a bunker. It was unknown, I guess, about the rule that that golf course that the PGA was played at had a lot of bunkers, a couple hundred of them, if you will. And what made it a little bit more challenging were two things. Number one, there were a lot of fans that were around the area where the player had to take the shot. And also information about the amount of bunkers and how you had to play those was made available. But a lot of the pros, a lot of players don't read those local sheets that are put up everywhere in the clubhouse.
And unfortunately, that's true. They're a very driven, golf's an individual sport, and they get tunnel vision. But it's unfortunate from about three aspects, I feel anyway. The caddy, the player, and the walking rules official with that group. I mean, you're on the last hole of a major championship. You've got a guy with a one-shot lead. The other guy in the group shooting 81 and, is no longer a factor. When that ball was hit that far offline from the tee, I really feel he should have been right in lockstep with the caddy and with the player. And taking the bunker right out of it, what if the ball's just perched on a little tuft of grass, Be there to see if anything's going to happen. But if he would have been there, and I'm sure now he wishes he would. I'm not second-guessing him. But had he been there, all he's got to say to – he doesn't even say it to the player, just to the caddy – hey, remember, you guys are in a bunker, and then get the heck out of there. And it just didn't happen that way. You let him go on his own, and then we get back to what you just said. And players at all levels do not read the local rules to their own detriment.
And should an official, Terry, tell a guy that, hey, this is what you need to do? Or is his job just to say, this is where you are, get out of the way, and then judge from there?
Well, we are supposed to, by definition, be proactive. It's not like you call a foul in basketball or penalty in football after the act. We can't tell a player how to play, but we can do everything we can to prevent a penalty. And, you know, at the high school level, I'm always talking to players if they're going to play a shot out of a water hazard, you know, the dry part, but they're in the line. You tell them, hey, remember you're in a water hazard. Don't ground your club. Don't move loose impediments. Then you walk away. And, you know, the tour pros, they're a completely different level. I don't think that needs to be said. But when you've got a unique circumstance, and you said a couple hundred bunkers, the actual count, and they can't count them, but they verify that it's more than 1,000 and less than 1,200. You've got a unique golf course there. And the determination was made way back previously, 5 years ago, when they played the PGA Championship there, that there were no waste bunkers on that course. Everything is treated as a bunker. And the players, you know, as a rule, knew it. He didn't know it, and it cost him a playoff.
All right, Terry, before we let you go, we've got Jeff Birnbaum waiting to come on board here. We're going to be giving away a ton of golf, and I know you don't like to hear that word, but we're doing it anyway. Next week, we're going to be giving away a ton of golf for Eagle Eye, Hawk Hollow, and the Falcon, because you got a lot of great specials next weekend.
I urge your listeners to come on out. The course, they're in incredible shape right now.